This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study, and it's time for the very first matchup show of this season. We have some preview shows, that's what we call them anyway, during the preseason. But joining me, as always, is Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back for another year of Ravens football, another anticipated season, and we come out with a bang going against Sunday night matchup against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, some outstanding, very tough early schedule for the Ravens. They need to get through it, maintain some sort of position for these first few weeks. I don't want to look past one game, but they need to certainly maintain a position to still be able to get the one or the two seed. I think very important in the AFC in terms of playing home games in the second round of the playoffs.
Yep, and I think if we can get past the first wave, at least with two losses minimum, we can really have a good outlook on the rest of the season. But regardless,
4-2 at the bye would be your target minimum.
Yep, absolutely.
Because I would love that.
Yep. You can't get out of the AFC with three losses in that stretch. I mean, it's going to be an uphill battle from there.
Yeah, it would depend a little on who they lost to. The Lions and the Rams are in that group, as well as, you know, it's just no rest. I mean, during this early part of the season, so it's a very tough run for the Ravens. But
Okay. Because the litmus test in the beginning of the season really, it shows you who you are early in the year. And then as you continue to build throughout the year on who you are, like identity-wise, those first couple of weeks really show you where you stand with the best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I agree with that. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Buffalo Bills and how the Ravens are going to stop them on defense, which is what we're starting with here. You know, one of the interesting things about defense is we have no idea what this defense is going to look like come that first Sunday night. We don't have any idea because the Ravens didn't play any sort of exotic packages in the preseason. Every single defensive snap was either a nickel and a standard nickel at that, or a base package. So all they did basically was shuttle out a defensive lineman for a slot corner pretty much the whole preseason. They didn't make a lot of other changes. So we don't have a lot to go on, but I think the most important thing for the Ravens coming out of this is how they generate wins on first and second down. And obviously one of the things you're trying to avoid with Josh Allen is allowing his legs and the tush push to get into the game, which will happen on third down. So they want to avoid both of those situations by generating a lot of third and medium to long. Now, that's kind of a silly thing to say because you always want to do that as a defense, generate third and long, third and medium to long. So it's how you do it that really matters. And I think the Ravens will face a lot of six-man line, offensive line in this game. So they'll need to set the edge effectively when Allen Anderson comes on the field. It's interesting. Drew Geer pointed to Allen Anderson as the most significant player for Buffalo in this game, which to me is absurd. You know, he played 13 snaps in the playoff game, but they do use him a fair amount as a sixth offensive lineman. Tavius Robinson for the Ravens might be one of the really big players for them, and I assume it's probably going to be mostly Kyle Van Noy on early downs, although it probably will be a mix of Van Noy and Owe.
Yep, I completely agree with you. I think if we can really be effective on first and second down, that sets us up for third. And I think we did do that during the divisional, especially late in the game. We were able to hold them and give the offense a chance. The only issue I have is Alexander, well, as we're recording this on Monday, Alexander hasn't practiced, and I don't doubt our cornerback depth. I'm just curious to see what happens if he can't go, because Bills don't have true world beaters on the outside. So if we're able to have all our guys out there, I think we can contain their pass game where they have to rely on the run.
So Awuzie, I guess, will be available. Patrick Ricard also didn't practice, and he hasn't practiced in a little while now. And there's somebody else who didn't practice today.
Just likely.
Yeah, likely. Okay. So that's significant, but it's not like unknown. So it's good. They mostly have their players back. I think they're whatever play they get from Alexander, they're going to be really careful with his snaps this year based on what's happened during camp. He's been very effective when he's been on the field, and he's been off the field an awful lot.
Yeah, and I think that the way that it's going, they might just continue to baby him mid to late season, and then they might really start ramping it up once we get into the playoffs, because we're going to need his veteran presence at that point in the year.
All right, so let's keep moving on and talking about your first of 2 points.
Yep, so my matchup is the Ravens' will or dime backer position next to Roquan and their play in this first game. Whether it be Trenton Simpson or Buchanan or even Higgins, I'm really going to be curious to see the processing speed that we saw apparently lacking in the beginning of the year from Simpson. Will he be able to take that next step and play instinctively and play free? I think it's interesting that they have two linebackers under him who have shown real instinct in game action, shooting the hole, making plays, and not really thinking on the field. And you can see that with Simpson. I think he showed some strides during the preseason, like tip balls, getting into interceptions, things like that. But I really want to see it with one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Josh Allen. And if he cannot fall for the eye candy and just trust his read and trust his instincts to go make the play, I think it's going to be crucial to keep Roquan at a high level, having a good will linebacker next to you, because we saw what it was like last year when he tried to do everyone's job and it made him look two steps low.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the couple things will help in terms of the will and dime play. First of all, Orr has kind of been through the ringer with Simpson in terms of the decision-making process to take him off the field on third down. And it would surprise me if they weren't ready to do it even on week one. Doesn't mean necessarily they'll pull the trigger on it, but I think they have a plan in place. Hey, if this isn't working, if Josh Allen keeps taking advantage of our inside linebackers, right, if they use a bunch of formations and they rub and pick our guys and create all these open opportunities in the middle of the field, we need a safety out there instead of a linebacker. And as well as Simpson played during the preseason, he looked good and looked good pass and rush. So, he had a nice tip ball for an interception. He had a couple, I think he had a sack and a half right in the last game, including a forced fumble. There's a lot of reasons why we'd like to have him on the field on third down. I still don't know if we can afford to do it. And if it is a dime, who are you expecting? I mean, I don't even know that I know that. It could be Lowry. It could be on the back end with Hamilton moving up.
Yeah.
Or it could be Kane as the dime back potentially. I think they've got some options.
Yeah, I think, like you said, we don't know what to expect from this defense because they didn't show anything. So I'm ready. I'm excited to see how we deploy these guys, especially if we can get Hamilton in the box. I think that's our number one dime look. If we can get that and get at least – Lowry has looked good, but we don't know what he's going to look like in the National Football League yet. So let's see how he does before we start praising him. But if he plays well, I mean, it's a whole nother aspect of our defense we hadn't had in a couple years.
Yeah. I'm very excited about the undrafted free agent class. I think they did a great job of trying to figure out how to build some additional cheap talent onto this roster for the future. A lot of, the three guys, Lowry, Higgins, and Martin, are all guys who probably won't help the Ravens all that much in 2025. They can help. They could help a little bit, and it could really be surprising. They could help even a little bit more than that. But you know, the chance for them to be regulars doesn't really seem to exist right now, but it could very definitely be here during their first 4 years.
Yep, and I believe it. And I think it starts out in situations like this where we need guys to step up and be a key part of the scheme. Not, like you said, regulars, main day starters, but people who can jump in and be effective, kind of like how Chuck Clark was during his career before he got the nod. I mean, he was making plays throughout his career, and then once he got the start, he showed to be a steady player. So continuing to see progressions like that from the undrafted rookies is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Surprising to see Chuck Clark got cut by the Steelers, by the way. I guess you probably saw that, right?
Oh, I missed that.
No, it was a cut down day, but I think he might be headed to their practice squad. I'm not 100% sure, but in any case, it would have been too bad. And he'd have been a guy I'd love to have on the Ravens practice squad. And that is, the Ravens practice squad has some weakness in terms of safety.
Do you think there's any bad blood between Clark and the Ravens though?
Yes, but I'm not sure it's anything that the Ravens can't fix. Clark is unhappy with the Ravens trading him. He said some stupid things at the time. Players do that. Yeah. And some players you don't want to go back to because they're not particularly good. Patrick Queen falls into that group for me. You know, I don't think there's a reason to bring him back. I think he creates, you know, inside linebacker problem. But a cheap veteran like Clark, I mean, he knew where to be on the football field. He's the one who ran Earl Thomas out of town on a rail. Right. So, yeah.
That's fair.
All right, let me go on. I'll go with my second here, and that is that the Ravens are going to need sound secondary play to create coverage sack opportunities. Now, it's the offensive line for the Bills is generally pretty good. It's pretty good at tackle in particular and has some greater weaknesses on the inside. But I think we're going to need to see, and you just covered it already, so I'm not going to go over it again, but we need the weak side linebacker, the dime, to be effective on third down. We need the Ravens to take away options from Allen. And when I say that, I'm particularly talking about the safeties bracketing in a way that takes routes away or robbing in a way that takes routes away. But anything that causes additional time, additional reads in the pocket is generally going to be a pretty good thing. Madubuike has an outstanding opportunity for a one-on-one matchup with Osiris Torrance, who he definitely can beat. If they somehow decide they're not going to double team Jones because of that, well, I think Travis Jones is going to be a monster this year. And I dare you to try and block him one-on-one is the phrase I've been using. But he needs to command those double teams from McGovern and Edwards, who are very average offensive linemen at center and left guard respectively. But Jones should still, I would think, have some success versus them as well. I want to see the high motor of Mike Green released in obvious passing situations. He's a guy, if the quarterback holds the ball too long, is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
Even when the quarterback doesn't hold the ball too long, sometimes he's going to get there. So his motor will be very fun. The Ravens haven't had anybody like him as a pass rusher since Michael McCrary. So if you've been a long-suffering Ravens fans in terms of not having a pass rusher who could really create one-on-one wins, I guess you could claim end of career Elvis Dumervil was kind of similar. He did one really big year with the Ravens. Suggs was not that. Suggs was more of a power rusher. And the guys they've had at Andon, you know, Jarrett Johnson and others, you know, during the time, they haven't had the kind of Gumby-like flexibility that Mike Green has had. The last one who really had that kind of ability to get shifty and had a big toolkit was McCrary. And then the last thing I want to see is I want to see with the lead that Aeneas Peebles can be cut loose. So I don't anticipate Aeneas Peebles to play a ton of snaps, but he's a guy who can certifiably create problems for the Buffalo passing.
Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's changing the game, Mood.com. They created an entirely line of functional gummies, 100% federally legal THC blends, discreetly delivered right to your doorstep. And here's the best part. You can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Ravens. Now, I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself. Each one's totally unique. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out right away. They help me unwind fast, leave me refreshed the next morning. The Epic Euphoria gummies, they're perfect for when your day just isn't going the way you want it to go. What makes Mood special is how they pair the THC with natural herbs and adaptogens. You won't find blends like this at any local shop. They've got gummies designed for focus, relaxation, clarity, even energy, all made from cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no shortcuts, just high-quality weed you can trust. Plus, Mood backs everything with a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. So head on over to Mood.com, check out their amazing selection, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Attack. If the Ravens have a 2-score lead, and we know it's going to be pass after pass after pass, he'll create a lot of penetration. He was terrific during the preseason. I think he'll be a big asset.
Yeah, I think all the points you made are very sound. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Buffalo handles our two interior monsters. Like you said, if they double team one, the other one's going to wreck the game. If they double team the other's going to wreck the game. So I'm going to be interested. I think we might see a lot of quick passes from the Bills. We're not going to see a lot of downfield. And if we do, it's because they have to. I think the Ravens have just too much interior. And at this point, if they have Green in the game, outside pressure as well, to just get to the quarterback with speed. The one thing I do have to ask is, do we see Marlon taking over that slot role to begin with, or could we see Martin be plugged in there?
I don't think it'll be Martin in week one. I think it'll be Marlon. And okay. I think that when the team is in base, he'll be on the outside. When the team's in nickel, he'll be at the slot. And if we did see Martin, it'll be late game blowout game either direction. And he might get some snaps at that point. Probably it doesn't really help to get him on the field if you're down a lot, because I think then, you know, his size plays a disadvantage when you're trying to stop the run. And you don't want to take chances on getting him hurt and whatnot. So he probably doesn't play a lot in that particular situation. He also, there won't be a lot of nickel snaps, period. If
at that point, yeah,
they're lining up to run the football, and particularly the six offensive linemen. So I don't see him getting a lot of playing time in this game. I also think this could be a game where they even deactivate Peebles and use Urban instead as a practice squad call up, because there are reasons that you'd want to do that when you think the game is going to be close, because game script will dictate more runs.
Fair.
And he's the better run defender.
100%. I think that it bodes well into my next segue. I think my matchup is the Ravens rookies versus their real first NFL live action. We've seen them do well in the preseason. Specifically, a list is Lowry, Green, Martin, and Peebles is the main contributors. I think we'll see Higgins on special teams maybe, but
Starks as well, right?
Starks. Oh my God. It's just so many different rookies on this team.
Embarrassment of riches, isn't it?
It's really a lot. So, yeah. Wow. Starks he seems to just be like a veteran that's been there. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. He's already been, I'm excited to see him, because he's a very mature player. He knows what he's doing. The teammates seem to already take him as their own. It's going to be interesting to see how these Ravens really attack this defense, the offense.
We should go back and forth a little bit on this point, but Buchanan, I'll point out, you didn't even name, and he'll probably be very important on special teams, but you didn't name either Kone or Longer Beam, who are lost for the season now. But Higgins for that matter, right, who will be fairly sure he's going to be active and playing special teams in this game. So there's a lot to draw from this team. They're going to be handing out snaps with an eyedropper, it seems like. I could easily see a situation being like tight end was or has been the last couple of years, where nobody's really satisfied with the number of snaps they're playing.
Yeah.
And because everybody's playing well.
And I think the interesting is the NFL does those patches where it's the rookie premiere or whatever. I know they've done it for the past couple of years, but it's going to be funny seeing like eight or nine different players wearing that patch coming out for the Ravens and making an impact. So I think I really want to see how the Ravens handle Green, because I've mentioned this on his podcast before. Harbaugh has a tendency to hold the rookies back, especially in the beginning of the season. Green's not one of those guys. We need him to wreck the game immediately, especially against a guy like Josh Allen.
Terrell Suggs had a sack in his fourth NFL snap, and he was used as a situational pass rusher in 2003. Still got 12 or 12 and a half sacks, whichever it was. So the Ravens are, they've been in this position before. They have the organizational DNA to understand it. At least Acosta, for example,
right,
knows what happened in those situations, that whether or not, Harbaugh's really ever been familiar with it, with a rookie of Green's caliber. It's exciting. It's a really exciting game we're looking forward to. I want to ask you, in terms of each of them, what do you see as a role for these guys in this game? So let's start with Starks.
Okay. I see Starks as just the, I want to say, quality control, someone there just to make sure the play doesn't get out of whack, especially if we're in a situation where Kyle Hamilton is down in the box. We need him to limit the big plays, just be that veteran we're expecting right now. We spent a first round pick on you, a high pedigree. I know it's a lot of expectation, but if you can handle it.
You're already graduating to year two. Just over your first NFL game, you're graduating to year two. But yeah. I agree. Every down free safety is exactly what they need from Starks. And I almost want to, it's a physical position anyway, because you have to make a lot of tackles on the back end, but I almost want him to be very, very careful physically.
Yes.
In a way, because he's critically important to the Ravens. They don't have another answer at free safety if he has a problem. But let's move on to the next guy who's in a similar position, is Lowry.
Yeah, Lowry, I expect him to just not F up, really. Just continue to be in where you're supposed to be. Don't be a hero. And I mean, whatever your assignment is, just lock in on that. And because I don't expect him to be, I might expect him to play like 6 to 9 snaps, depending
on defense.
Yeah, just depending on situation, especially if we get into real third. Go ahead.
No, that's good. I think you're hitting
getting the third and longs, or even fourth down in that nature. Just making sure that we can match up well. And if we're not getting good box play from Kane and we have to move to Hamilton into the box, then we really need him to step up.
Yeah. I'm in agreement with you. I think Kane may actually get the first shot on the back end at a split field role, if there's any to be had in this game.
Okay. Yep.
And some comments from Orr, he was trying to be cryptic and then he realized he's giving away a little too much and he kind of backed off. But I think they are talking about some other role for Hamilton that's like kind of unexpected. And I don't know what that means, because there's two kind of obvious ones. One is dime back and the other is playing slot corner.
Right. You know?
But if he's got something else in mind, you know, like, I don't know what.
Defensive line.
Yeah. Using him as a pass rusher more, putting his hand in the dirt. And he could have a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
But, I kind of sense, because we were in the middle of the preseason when we were talking about this, that we weren't going to get to see Hamilton this way anytime during the preseason. Of course, he didn't even play, but right. The Ravens also didn't go to any dime looks the entire preseason. So, we didn't see any of that either, to know if Kane, or maybe they had a plan for Braid, which is one of the things I kind of suspected from all the slot corner reps they gave him. But then, obviously, Braid's not a part of this team anymore.
Which is unfortunate as well. Did he get picked up?
Yeah, he got claimed by the Giants. So he's on the roster now for 3 weeks there at a minimum. So the Ravens lost 3 by claim, and then they lost 3 more. Actually, they lost 2 more to opposing practice squad signings. That was Dellinger and who's the other player? Anyway, they lost 2 that way. And then they lost 1 more yet. Dalcourt, who I kind of think should be on the practice squad, but apparently so far it's the Ravens' choice not to have him there, and they took Jared Penning ahead of him, which is very surprising to me. Very surprising.
He wasn't really a factor during the preseason.
No, he played late and not particularly well.
Interesting. Yeah. Wonder what they see.
Good question. All right, so let's go. Let's move on to Mike Green. Where are we going to see Mike Green play in game one?
I mean, obviously third down. He has to be there. Situational, second and long. I expect him to be in the game. I think the interesting thing will be who's the pairing, Odafe and him, or is it going to be Mike Green? I mean, Green and Owe. No, wow, I just said that.
Van Noy,
exactly. Because it'd be interesting to see like the rookie and the vet on the field, and also your up and rising star, two speed guys coming off the edge. It's going to be interesting. The one thing I don't want to see from him is play out of control. I don't want him coming off the edge and giving up the edge, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Just running himself out of place.
Exactly. Just be sound and disciplined, but be an animal on the field. I really expect Mike Green to just be unleashed.
Okay, completely excited about it too. I think you're right in terms of the down and distance usage, which means they may take a Van Noy off the field. They may bump somebody inside. They may take an inside linebacker off the field and replace him with an extra pass rusher if they really thought they could trust either Owe or Green to drop. So far, they've used Green a fair amount as a Sam linebacker.
Yeah.
And he had a nice interception earlier. I forget if it was the beginning of camp or the end of OTAs, but it's one of the two where he dropped off on what essentially was a naked boot and made a pick in space.
I know the pairing I don't want to see. I don't want to see him and Ojabo. I don't want to see that pairing off the edge anymore.
This is another topic for another show, but I think in terms of inactives, I think Ojabo is one of the clearest inactives of all. After Vincent, who's the most obvious inactive, I think Ojabo might be number two.
Yeah, I don't think we can make do without him. We can even put Jay Higgins out there, really. It doesn't really matter.
All right. Well, it's great topics to discuss. I kind of wish we knew more schematically what the Ravens are going to look like, but that's what is going to be all kinds of fun about analyzing this film after the first game. We'll be looking at how exactly do they do it? What do they use in terms of new pass rush we didn't see last year? What do they use in terms of new packages we didn't see last year? How did it, you know, do they do more press, more man? Did they do anything out of the ordinary in terms of coverage scheme? But it's all going to be out there on Sunday night, and there are going to be a lot of presence under the tree that we haven't seen before.
Yep, and I'm really ready because it seems like the second year for these defensive coordinators that come to the Ravens, they tend to turn up a notch the second year. So I'm excited. I'm ready.
All right. Frazier, always great talking football with you. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Along with Frazier, I want to thank all of our listeners. Great year last year, particularly this show was very popular. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being interested in this kind of content. And leave a comment or DM me if you want specifically shorter or longer content. There are a lot of people I think could get scared away from 1 hour content. The matchup show is one of the ones that we've typically made shorter. If this is something that's really important to you, hit me up with that and we'll try and be even more pithy in terms of our discussion. For Frazier Tapar, this is Ken McKusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.